You look at that every week. You know, we went against the defense last week. That was good versus Iran. I think they were third in yards per carry. So it's always a challenge. But, you know, when you play at your best, you usually balance. That has to do a lot with the score, how the game's going and stuff. But it's always a goal of ours, no matter who we play, to try to be balanced. And I've gotten away from that here in the last few games. And hopefully we can find a way to stick to that.
How do you feel your run blocking has been over the course of the last few games?
You know, I don't think there's any area that I've always said, I think you guys heard me before, you either get better or worse. And you know, I think in all areas, we've gotten worse since the beginning of the year. We need to step that up, you know, not just in the pass game, but also in the run game. You know, there's at times we've done good, but I think we've taken a step back, and we definitely need to change that this week. And I'm definitely got a big challenge ahead of us, but I think we can do it.
Do you expect there to be a transition period with Matt Ryan in this offense?
Well, you always do it. Anytime someone's doing new stuff, there's always a transition period, and that happens throughout the year. You know, started out pretty good, you know, all of us, not just Matt, but the entire offense. And like I just said, we've taken a few step backs here over the last few games, and we got to get that back going. And it's not just one area. It's not one position. It's a little bit of everybody. And to help one person, the other position's got to do better too. And if we can collectively do better, I think that'll help everybody.
Is the transition taking longer than you thought, or is this kind of usually how it goes? I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, came out pretty good, so we didn't say the transition was bad then. So, you know, I think that's an easy thing to say when you are struggling. There's never just one reason why you're struggling. But not to say it's just because of the transition, I think wouldn't be accurate, because that would have been the same at the beginning of the year too. It's the entire offense. It's not just one spot. So we got to get better everywhere, and we haven't lately, and we got to get that done.
Is there also a process of adjusting his skill sets to what you want to do in this offense and vice versa? You know what I mean? But a give and take between you two.
Of course. I mean, that's not just here with Matt and I. That's what coaching is. It's not just with the quarterback either. It's with your O-line, your running backs, your receivers, the whole team. You know, so that's something you look into every single day. It starts when you get to a place back in February and you're looking at film. When you get to have them in OTAs through training camp, as you have injuries throughout the year, that's what our job is, and you're constantly adjusting. It's not week to week. It's quarter to quarter. It's day to day. It's always.
Now, I know it's not this simple, and people weren't saying this at the beginning of the year, but people look at it from the outside of the building and say, hey, the offense has been pretty good in the past. Now there's a new offensive coordinator. The offense isn't going so great now. Maybe it's the offensive coordinator. I know earlier this year you said you're hard on yourself as anybody. How do you view that of how you've done with the offense so far this year?
Well, I understand that. That goes with the territory. Anytime you go on a losing streak like we have and not scoring the points that we have, I totally understand that people are going to question. And I'm kind of used to it as part of the job. But, you know, I think we have done a lot of good things this year. Now, to say that the offense has done bad, it's, you know, we haven't gotten it done here for going on about 5-6 games. So that's inexcusable. We got to get it fixed. But to be sitting where we are right now, we have done some good things, you know, and to be second in the league on third downs, first on first down, fifth in yards, we are doing some good things. So to say that we're bad, I don't think would be accurate. But the bottom line is we got to figure out how to score more points. And for the most part, I think that's been turnovers, not all of it. But we got to get it fixed, because if you don't score more points than the other team, you don't win any game. So that's our goal right now.
There haven't been as many downfield shots lately. Is part of that, though, you have to be ahead of schedule to be able to do those kind of things?
No, it has to do a lot with the coverages you're getting. It has to do a lot with who you can go to down the field. We always would love to go down the field. It's much easier to go on a one-play drive than a 10-play drive. So that's something we look into every week. There's always opportunities in a game to do it. You hope the defenses give it to you, but it's gotten harder and harder throughout the year. But we definitely got to find a way to do it, because we haven't been doing it lately. And it puts a lot more pressure on everybody to go on longer drives than to get those big plays.
What are some of the challenges to run outside the way you like to against a defense that has linebackers that seem to chase down everything sideline to sideline?
Oh, yeah, these guys can run at linebacker, D-line, secondary. I mean, they're very talented defense. So, I mean, you got to mix it up. You can't just run outside every time. But also a good thing when guys are playing sideline to sideline, it opens up the cutback. So the goal isn't always just to run outside. You know, it's to go to the open gap. And when guys are playing lateral to the sideline, it makes it easier to get downhill. When you're always going just downhill and guys are penetrating, sometimes you're running your head into a wall. So it's about making teams defend numbers to numbers and defend the whole field. And when you can open some stuff up, open some lanes, it makes it a little bit easier to move some of these people.
I know Julio's gone over a month, I think, without scoring a touchdown. And really, I think only has two. You know, he had like four in his first three or four games. And then Is that at all what calls for concern, or is it just a product of, like you said, some of the, you know, not taking as many shots downfield, or just who's, you know, who's open and what the coverages are? I mean, yeah, is that any area for concern that he hasn't scored in over a month?
Well, I mean, we would definitely love him to score a lot more, but it's definitely something we're trying to do. But it gets harder and harder each week, you know, especially as the year's gone. The tighter you get in the red zone, the more double coverage he sees, the more people are taking him out. But there's really not a play that we have that we're not looking to him first. But it's very rare that he doesn't have a couple guys on him. So the more we can make other plays at other spots, other four eligibles, the more you can put more pressure on the defense running the ball with other guys making plays, then those opportunities come back. And I think, you know, down in the red zone, you know, on this drought we've been, we haven't ran the ball as well as we did at the beginning of the year. And when you do that, you face a lot of pass coverages when you haven't been able to run the ball well. And most of the pass coverages, they're taking Julio out. And, you know, there's still ways we can move around and try to get it to him, and that's what we do. But when they take him away, we got to go to other places. And until we score at those other places, you're going to continue to see those coverages.
One more thing, too. This is just kind of off the subject, but we're doing a thing on receivers blocking and guys like Julio, Larry Fitzgerald, Roddy here. Is with some of the bigger receivers in the league, is that more of a factor now? You know, receivers blocking, you know, I guess they've always blocked, obviously, but do you see it more? Is it more effective now with in some of the offenses, not just with you guys, but around the league?
I think it depends on your scheme and what you're asking out of those guys. You know, we demand a lot of the receivers in the run game. I truly believe you can't run the ball unless all 11 people are committed to it. And that's something we set a standard with that right away. It's tough to play in our offense if you don't block. And I don't think it has to do with whether you're big or small. It has to do with the want to. And usually if guys are willing and their technique is good, they can be effective blockers.
How do you work with receivers and a lot of guys that maybe through high school and college, if they were playing that position, you know, probably weren't asked to do that very much? Is it tough to convince guys? I mean, what is it like when you try to get these guys, to receivers, to get into the blocking game?
I mean, it's harder for guys, especially guys who haven't done it much in their career. But, you know, we got some tough guys who, you know, they're not scared of contact. They don't mind mixing it up. So they'll do what you demand of them. And, you know, some guys don't like to get in there and get messy. So you get some creative angles and stuff like that. And usually those guys, if they're not extremely talented and making up for it in other places, it's tough for those guys to last because I truly do believe it takes 11 guys to run the ball well. And you're only as good as your weakest link. And that might be the receiver. It might be a quarterback not carrying out his fake, holding the backside D end. But you got to depend on everybody to be a good running offense. And unless you just have one guy just running around being Barry Sanders every single play, it's tough to be successful if you don't get that commitment from everybody.